John Churchill was born in 1650, the son of Sir Winston Churchill. Sir Winston Churchill was a man of some standing, prominence, but he had been all but ruined politically as well as financially by the English Civil War. He was a Catholic, and he had sided with the Royal Party. He had fought against Parliament, and for a while had to live in hiding. But with the restoration of the Royal House in 1660, Sir Winston got back part of his estate and developed very close ties with the restored king, with King Charles, and was able to find in the service of King Charles places for two of his children, his daughter Arabella and his son John. John became a page with the heir to the throne, Prince James, and Arabella became Prince James's mistress and would bear him children. And John proved himself early on, not just through his sister's connections, but by his own ability, a worthy soldier. And he was commissioned into what would become the Grenadier Guards and was sent out to some of the toughest posts, as in Tangiers. He served as a soldier and then took service, as was quite common, in the armies of the King of France. He served under one of the most famous generals of the age, Turenne, and he also won the attention of King Louis himself and became very close to James after James became king. But unlike his father, John was a Protestant. He was deeply attached to the Protestant religion. And like other English aristocrats, even those close to King James, he was deeply disturbed and concerned about the king's obvious desire to reestablish Catholicism. And so he entered into negotiations with the ruler of Holland, William, Prince of Orange, and also the husband, as it was, of the king's daughter, Mary. And he was one of the first aristocrats to offer his services, and one placed in an important post because of his role in the army. And so when King James was driven out of the country, and William and Mary became rulers, John was there on the spot. He also was able to play an important role through the close relationship between his wife, Sarah, and the daughter of William, of Princess Anne. And that relationship would grow ever closer and closer, and again play an important role in Marlborough's rise. But he also won the attention and favor of William simply by his ability as a soldier, as a general, but even more by the broad view he took of European politics. For he alone shared in its entirety William's view of the danger of Louis of France. William, in many ways, had simply become King of England because it was one more way of fighting against Louis. He saw in Louis the tyranny that would spread all over Europe unless a small state like Holland resisted, and he had spent much of his life fighting Louis. And now, with the resources of Britain behind him, William continued this war, and John Churchill served closely with him. In fact, in 1689, he had been raised to the rank of Earl of Marlborough. And when William died in 1702, it was the wish of the dying king that Marlborough assume command of all of the British forces. And so he became, under Queen Anne, the commander-in-chief of British forces. And his policy and strategy for defeating Louis became the guiding policy of Britain for the next decade. His desire was to crush the power of France, and to do it by a series of campaigns on the continent, campaigns with the ultimate goal of establishing Britain as a continental power. Now, it was not a policy that went unchallenged. There was a strong faction in Parliament, the Tories, conservatives, who wanted a far more isolated policy for Britain, a policy that focused upon Spain, a policy that focused upon the colonies of Spain and the commerce of Britain. But for a decade, Churchill was able to fight against Louis. He was never a party man. He was never totally part of the Whigs, never totally part of the Tories.